From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. We'll listen to his Piano Concerto No. 17 in G major, K453. The work was completed on April 12th of 1784. Now, it is not known exactly when this work was first premiered. Two dates are often debated and disputed among classical music scholars, April 29th and June 13th of 1784. The general consensus is that the work was premiered in the mid to late spring of that year. It is in three movements: Movement 1, Allegro; Movement 2, Andante; and the third and final movement, Allegretto and Presto. This performance is given by the Wiener Philharmoniker, or Vienna Philharmonic, under the direction of Nikolaus Harnoncourt, with featured soloist at the piano, Lang Lang.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Piano Concerto No. 17 in G Major of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, as performed by the Vienna Philharmonic under the direction of Nikolaus Harnoncourt. Nikolaus is highly regarded by many as an authority on Mozart and his music. The featured soloist, the Chinese-born pianist Lang Lang. Lang has toured extensively throughout Europe, the United States, and China. This was his first album of purely Mozart compositions, a double CD from 2014 released on Sony Classical entitled The Mozart Album. It contains two piano concertos, numbers 17 and 24, as well as several sonatas in their entirety, numbers 4, 5, and 8, a movement from sonata number 11, and several shorter Mozart piano works. You are listening to Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our blog and website, where you'll find much more info about the show and also streaming audio, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is program number 1536. We'll fast forward now from 1784 to the year 1967 for our final offering on this edition of the program, as we turn to the pioneering American minimalist composer Terry Riley and one of his most influential works. Some might consider the most influential work of Terry Riley's entire catalog, A Rainbow in Curved Air. This piece is inspired by modal jazz and Indian classical music, both of which rely heavily on improvisation, and indeed much of this material was improvised as it was being recorded. Terry Riley on all of the instruments, thanks to the miracle of overdubbing. Electric organ, electric harpsichord, tambourine, and dombek, which is a Middle Eastern goblet percussion instrument, which here mimics the sound of the Indian tabla to some degree. A Rainbow in Curved Air is considerably shorter than some of Terry Riley's previous compositions, most notably his nearly 45-minute epic In C. As such, the composition evolves faster than most minimalist pieces tend to evolve. The work bears the hallmarks of a classical concerto or sonata in that it's essentially in three sections, although there are no breaks between the sections. It is one continuous piece at roughly 18 and a half minutes in length. The sections basically are fast, slow, and fast or rhythmic being the final section. Here it is from 1967, A Rainbow in Curved Air, music composed and performed by Terry Riley.
Thank you. Thank you.
A Rainbow in Curved Air, music composed and performed by Terry Riley. The piece, recorded in 1967, a work for electric organ, electric harpsichord, tambourine, and dombek. That was the A-side of the LP, also titled A Rainbow in Curved Air. The B-side of the album, and track 2 on the subsequent CBS Masterworks CD reissue, is an equally outstanding Terry Riley composition from 1968, Poppy No Good and the Phantom Band, music for soprano saxophone, electric organ, and tape loops. It's a studio piece which was designed to recreate the sound which Terry Riley often got at his famous late 60s all-night concerts, especially the All-Night Flight, which occurred at the University of Buffalo back in 1968. And actually, excerpts from that are available on a separate recording titled Poppy No Good and the Phantom Band. Getting back to A Rainbow in Curved Air, though, that piece was highly influential, not only in classical minimalism, but also progressive rock, electronic music, and even New Age music. In the late 60s and early 70s, there was a prog rock band called Curved Air, with serious classical leanings, the band taking their name from that composition. In 1971, Pete Townsend of The Who was inspired by the composition on two tracks off of the classic Who's Next release, the organ parts on Won't Get Fooled Again and Baba O'Reilly, also known as Teenage Wasteland, heavily influenced by A Rainbow. And Mike Oldfield was influenced by Terry Riley's work on his 1973 epic debut, Tubular Bells. So you can definitely hear and see the influence that this 1967 psychedelic classic had on music then, and even through to the present day. And that does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for joining me. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Join me again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.